Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you have welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with your question or your comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And today we're excited to have back with us Amy Catapan. And now Amy writes books for teachers and students, books of hope, so that all can learn how beloved they are by God and how they can play their role in God's mission here on earth. And you can get this great book at ewtnrc.com. And the name of the book is called A Saint Squad for Teachers at ewtnrc.com. So important, because teachers, whether you've been teaching, this is your first year, or you've been a seasoned teacher, you have wisdom to share with the younger teachers, how not to burn out, how to go the distance, how to look at the long view of your career. Because this year, our first granddaughter, Isabella, is
a teacher
for fourth grade, and so she's a newbie. And then we have Anna, our daughter, who's been teaching for 17 years. And Amy knows, she's been teaching 29 years. You have wisdom to share, do's and don'ts, how to stay alive, how to captivate your students. There's ways to do it, but there's a Saint Squad that also wants to help you.
The Saint Squad is supporting you, but Amy goes through 45 saints at different ages and times and says, hey, this is what they did at this time. So often we're speaking about, it's a time of crisis in our country, it's a time of crisis in education. And so, okay, so what about it? Here are saints at a time of crisis, how they taught, what they did, how they coped in that situation. And so it's instructive, it's informative, but it's also a spiritual communion so that you don't fall into loneliness and into despair. But you hear from these saints, and they're equipping you and walking with you through whatever you face. So Amy's going to be with us. She has tremendous resources even beyond her books. So we'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, we are excited to have Amy Catapan joining us again today. She writes books of hope for teachers and their students so that they can all learn how beloved they are by God and how they can play their role in God's mission here on earth. And it's a great book. It's called A Saint Squad for Teachers. And this great book is available at EWTNRC.com. Well, Amy, yesterday's show seemed to go so fast.
It did.
And, but we want you to recap about the book, what teachers will find in it in ways that it will help them. And then we want you to tell our family how you came about writing book for teachers.
Yes, well, it's a pleasure to be with you both again, Jim and Joy. I'm so happy to be here with you. So I wrote this book out of necessity, really, right? They say we write the books we want to read or sometimes that we need to read. So I was dealing with some of my own burnout issues with teaching. And so this is one of two books that I wrote for teachers. And this one in particular really looks at saints that all teachers can turn to for inspiration, for guidance, as like role models. But beyond that, because we have this lovely communion of saints in heaven, right, we can call on them for their intercession. So if we're having a challenging time with some difficult students, you know, a teacher can turn to the chapter on saints who dealt with challenging students and find examples of saints there, like St. John Bosco and St. John Baptiste de La Salle, who dealt with, well, the age group that I deal with, middle school boys, who, you know, came from troubled homes and really needed good, positive role models. And if they're trying to get creative with their teaching, there's a chapter in there about teachers who use creative methods, like Sister Thea Bowman, who incorporated music. She was an English teacher like me, and she taught at all the different grade levels, and she would always make lessons fun and incorporate music. So I'm really hoping they can find not just practical advice in there, which I think we all need. Even those of us who've been teaching for a long time, I always need some good examples too. But also just to think of them as that cheer squad. Who's got your back? That you can ask for help before the school day starts, while the school day is going on, and just say, please pray for me. You know, I'm facing this situation, and I know you had similar situations, so please pray for me for that.
There's so many dimensions to the book and to what you're doing. Because again, each of the chapters has a special heading, and it really is addressing different ages and times, styles of teaching, circumstances, letters of encouragement to teachers at those particular times. And then you've got the supernatural stuff going on. So, I mean, it's academic from the standpoint of here's instructions, here's what's going on, here's styles of how you do what you do, here's saints who did that, here are circumstances and times. So all that's there. But then you're bringing to us, again, especially as Catholics, that we need to believe and to activate and to walk in the supernatural relationship. Because then you've got a squad, then you've got, you know, your gang with you, you've got the communion of saints with you, because you've written another book that really addresses burnout, which is, you know, it must be so prevalent among principals and teachers and loneliness, and then finally it's like, I got to do something else. Maybe at some point in your life you need to do something else. You have an epilogue about that, you know, things change, but I would think more often than not, people are getting out because they are burned out. They feel very lonely and so on. So you're saying, here's how others dealt with it. Here's some teaching for you on that. And by the way, you're Catholic. Do you believe in the supernatural power that's here? Do you know who you have with you?
Well, I've reached points in my career where I've wondered if I needed to do something different, if I needed to leave the classroom. And as I mentioned, you know, I was teaching full time and working on my doctoral program, and I was about ready to just, you know, throw my laptop out the window and be done with it all, right? And this is when I knew I needed to refill my spiritual cup, which I think is something a lot of teachers forget to do, right? We're so busy pouring out to our students, we forget you can't pour from an empty cup. And thankfully, you know, I'm twice Jesuit educated, so I have a background of going on retreats, right? That's what the Jesuits are known for. And so when I was going through this difficult time, I thought, okay, I know what I need to do. Instead of, you know, going on a fun spring break trip, I need to refill my spiritual cup. So my writing really started with going on retreat, my writing for teachers. I already had two novels out for middle grade and teen readers, but I knew I needed to do something different. So I decided to go on a 5-day silent retreat. And while I was sitting in prayer at home the week before, I heard the Holy Spirit say, write a book about Jesus as a teacher. And I, you know, this is one of those moments where I was like, wait, I must have heard wrong. Like, I write fiction for kids. I don't write for adults. And what does that even mean to write a book about Jesus as a teacher? I thought, well, I guess this is what I need to pray about on retreat. So I went on this 5-day silent retreat, and I decided to slowly read through the Gospel of Mark and look at it from the perspective of Jesus as a teacher and what were the takeaways I could, you know, take from him. And by the time the retreat was done, I actually had an outline for my Sweet Jesus Is It Juniet book, because it's all on gospel reflections about Jesus as a teacher. And now, by the grace of God, I'm able to lead retreats for teachers and for catechists and for school principals. And it's really opened the door for me to share with teachers how they can take time to refill their spiritual cups. And that is one way to really combat, I think, the burnout.
Well, because otherwise, you know, you really suffer from compassion fatigue. You know, like you're absorbing and you're taking and but who wrings out your sponge? You know what I mean? And especially as someone who is faith-filled, where are you gonna get refilled? Where are you going to go there? Because for us as Catholics, it's in adoration. It's the sacraments. It is come away to a lonely place and rest a while and let me speak to your soul. Because one of the things you do in the book is you help us all recognize that we're not in this alone. There are saints who've gone before us, but you don't have to go into that room every single day. And we do that school year one day at a time.
Yes.
You know, and usually we know by the calendar, it's kind of, is it fall break? Is it when's Thanksgiving? When, you know, you're kind of gauging your and pacing yourself through that. But you want to flourish.
Right.
You want to thrive. You want to go like, I could just keep on doing this. Because that's what God wants you to do, because you've been called for a time such as this. And it is a mission. It is a vocation. It's not to be a teacher, especially in 2024, it's a pure vocation. I mean, look what's going on in the world in schools and everything else. It's like, I'm here because God alone has called me to be here.
So it's not for the faint of heart.
No, and how do I stay? How do I stay true to this mission, Lord?
Is that addressed, that being, you got to be filling your tank. Mm-hmm. Is that addressed in this book through some of the saints? And what's the book that you're talking about? Following Jesus.
Sweet Jesus is a June yet, yeah.
So you address those issues of, you know, this is the...
Because Jesus did it. Jesus wasn't always healing. He went away. Mm-hmm. I was leading a retreat for teachers and diocesan workers in Los Angeles in August. And I was talking about how many times Jesus went away to a mountaintop or to a quiet place to pray. I think there's like 9 or 11 different places in the gospel where it specifically says after he healed or after he was preaching, he went away because he needed time to commune with the Father.
Yes.
And so if Jesus needed breaks, of course we do too.
Okay. So I hear you speaking about this through your books and so on, but I also hear you saying, when I give retreats, when I give talks, who are you talking to? Where are you going? What groups are you speaking to? Tell us about that because you travel and maybe somebody would like you to come.
Yeah, I love leading retreats for teachers, and I've been blessed to do it across the country in a number of different ways. I've done some virtual ones during the pandemic. That's actually how I started, was helping out with some virtual retreats at Bellarmine Jesuit Retreat House, which is outside Chicago near where I live. And then once we kind of came out of the pandemic, I did a day retreat for teachers there. I was asked by the Archdiocese of Chicago to lead a retreat for the principals. Mm-hmm. They do one for the principals every year. Now I'm having principals come who saw me, you know, speak to the principals and say, well, can you now do something similar with my teachers? Because they need it. You know, some of them are lifelong Catholics, but some of them aren't. Or some of them just need a stronger faith formation. Mm-hmm. And so I'm getting and doing often in August, because my school where I teach kind of starts later. I'm able to go by the grace of God to lead a lot of back to school retreats or professional development sessions where I'm talking about the saints or I'm talking about Jesus as a role model for teachers and helping these educators see the very practical side of things, right? Which they love to hear from somebody who's still in the classroom.
Right.
Right. One of the biggest complaints we teachers have about professional development is there are people leading professional development who haven't taught or haven't taught in a long time since things changed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so they like hearing about somebody, you know, from somebody who's still there.
Who's got skin in the game.
Yes.
Because when you do detach and you see how fast the world changes, you're not relevant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait a minute, are you still going in that classroom? Then you're the voice I want to hear from.
Yes.
Because you still got skin in the game and you're not in academia and you're producing a white page on what this should be like, as opposed to, no, this is what's really going down, which makes you so credible.
Right. I can tell stories, you know, about what's going on in my classroom and how I've been dealing with things and then how the lessons from the saints have helped me deal with some, you know, things. How I've looked at St. John Bosco and what he would do with his students who were troubled and kind of the escalator he would use of dealing with disruptive students, starting very quietly, talking to a student one-on-one, you know, and pointing out the students who are doing the right things instead of always pointing out the students doing the wrong things, right? And so using him as an example and then saying how I do that in my own classroom. Mm-hmm. And then you're right, it's much more credible when you can talk about what is really working and sometimes admitting my own failures. Mm-hmm. You know, I've tried to build relationships with students. Sometimes it's not about the relationship I have. Maybe I have a student who needs a positive male role model because he doesn't have a father figure at home. And this is where St. John Bosco was going, hey, you got to help this kid find a male teacher or a male administrator who can be that father
figure. We're ready to conclude. Just speak to the family out there, especially those who are teachers and working in this way. Just speak a word of encouragement and how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah, I really hope that they feel that they're not alone and that God has called them to it and that they can spend time in prayer and adoration and listen to the stories of the saints and Jesus. And I'd love to hear from them. They can follow me on social media. I'm most active on Instagram as AJ Catapan. My website is ajcatapan.com and they can contact me there if they're interested in having me do some professional development or a retreat for schools, parishes, principals, what have you.
Oh, excellent.
God bless
Thank you.
Thank
Amy.
You so much. You're a gift to the church. We so appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
A Saint Squad for Teachers available at EW10RC.com. And then there's so many other resources. Amy can come and meet with you, meet with your group. AJ Catapan. AJ Catapan, CATTAPAN.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, Father John Paul is with us again today. I'm so happy to have him. We are going to talk about, he's going to be leaving and he's going to be going to Rome for a while. But before we go there, tell us what you thought about Amy and our show today.
Well, not for a while. Don't scare people.
Yes.
Just for 5 weeks to be with our EWT employees there. But Amy's book is great. I want to read it because I think as priests, we're teachers too. And we constantly are looking for more material, different ways of communication. Mm-hmm. So I'm always looking for different ways to encourage, you know, others and encourage myself really. Mm-hmm. We go on retreat once a year. Priests go on retreat, religious go on retreat. But I think teachers too, I mean, how often do you think of teachers going on retreat together and being instructed on, you know, how to teach and just the challenges that teachers go through. So I love the fact that you put out there that, you know, Amy's available to go and to give in services and give retreats for teachers.
Yeah.
I highly recommend that. And also too, Christmas is coming up. It's not too far away. I think this would be a great book for teachers.
Right. To give to teachers.
To give the teachers. And two, Pope St. Paul VI says that modern world listens more readily to witnesses than it does teachers. But if it does listen to teachers, it's first of all because that they are witnesses.
That's Amy there,
So that's Pope St. Paul VI. Yeah. We're all called to be witnesses of the gospel. And by being a witness to our faith, about being that our faith is alive, teachers are more credible. You know, they can bear witness to Christ and the reality of the gospel, that the gospel is real. You know, that the gospel has changed their life. You know, that's why when people, I think, you know, that people are more in line to believe a witness, somebody that's actually changed, than just an intellectual proposition. There's all kinds of people that change, I think, by reading you know, being convinced of the truth just by reading and studying. But I think more so when we see other people, when we see other people living the faith, that changes people. So teachers are on the front lines as far as being witnesses of the gospel to say that what I believe, what I study changes me. You know, and maybe that's going to change another person too, another young people, young people.
You must have had priests that have really impacted your life, that had the theology down, that were orthodox, but they were witnesses. They've encountered this stuff, and you look at them, and that's what Amy Catapan is. You know, like she's an instructor, she's a scholastic, but she's living it, she's teaching, and that's what other teachers, you know, need to see. You've got the stuff, you got the material, but you're doing this, and also you have the supernatural connection, which we should all have, with the saints, and you're teaching us how to partner with them. It's a lot of resources there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I've had lots of good teachers through the years, and in grade school, I went to public school my whole life. My first Catholic school was seminary. So I've had lots of public school good teachers. And like you said, seminary professors who knew the faith and were solidly Orthodox. But even more than that, they were credible witnesses. You know, I saw how the gospel changed their life, and I wanted that.
Yeah. Father, real quick, Joy mentioned something. At some point, you're going to Rome. Tell us when that might be, and how long are you going to be there for, and what are you doing?
Sure, next Monday. I'll be there. My first full day is October 1st through November 4th. So I'll be over in Rome. It's kind of my once-a-year type thing. I go to Rome and be with our EWTN employees in Rome.
How many do we have there approximately?
We have almost 50 employees that live and work in Rome inside Vatican City. We have two offices on Vatican City on the Via della Conciliazione. That's that long road going up to St. Peter's Basilica. We have two offices there, and I'll be bouncing back and forth between those two offices. And also going to Budapest, too. We're having an EWTN affiliate meeting, which we have partners all across the world, in Ireland and Germany and Romania and Ukraine and Poland and Africa. So going to a meeting in Budapest. So
look what
I'll
the
be busy.
Look what
You'll
the Lord has done with that nun, I tell you.
Well, one person says yes. One person says yes. And look what one person's yes has done.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
All over the world now.
Close us with a prayer, Father. Thank you.
Sure. We pray through the intercession of all of the saints, especially those of you who are teachers, that you may be encouraged, enlightened, and inspired by the gospel. May the blessing of Almighty God through the intercession of all the saints, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
I strongly encourage you to go to Amy's website. That's AJ Catapan, CATTAPAN.com. Get the book. She's written several books for teachers, for students. And then please consider inviting her to come where you are to help fill you with the resources of heaven and basic strategies for teaching. You're an important part of this family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.